Welcome back to Good Morning Kuching Seoul, and thanks for listening in. I'm Dennis.
And I'm Holland Kier here with you.
Yeah, so we are in New Year Eve now. So it will be like we are going to the New Year.
Yeah, so have you all prepared for the upcoming New Year already or not?
Me?
Yeah, what about you?
Well, I still like, I don't feel like getting a New Year or what, but because I missed 2010. No, it will be good. So we have to looking forward for it.
Yeah, we should get, we should be, you know. Alright, yeah. Before we go, we just like to congratulate to the team of Malaysia. Okay.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Who have actually take home the AFF Suzuki Cup last night from Indonesia.
Whoa. Yeah, what is the result?
The result was 4-2.
4-2?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. That is like very good.
Yeah. And okay. We have to thank our PM as well, because he's declaring tomorrow, Friday, the 31st of December, a public holiday.
Oh, no wonder lah, because when is the last time we actually won this cup?
I think
it's like long ago, right?
I think so too.
No wonder there's a holiday on tomorrow.
Yeah, but
I guess PM is lazy to work on the last day of.
Then, no, nah.
Yeah,
he has a good reason to celebrate. He say he want to celebrate, ma.
Okay, maybe he want to go to the countdown.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, maybe
this is only AF Cup. Imagine what. How long is the holiday if we win the World Cup?
Whoa, that one.
One year, ada ka?
I think 1 month at least. 1 month at least. Okay. So, to all our audience out there, or maybe in Facebook or whatever, that listen to our podcast, so don't be shy to leave us a comment. Yeah, you guys are shy, lah.
Yeah.
Every time talk, you don't want to leave anything. So we have like unknown people just keep on listening us, and we don't know who are you.
Yeah, just drop us an email, right? We'll be more willing to talk to you as well.
Yes, true.
Okay, and then yes, as for the ratings, we were up actually to 2.3K. Okay.
Ooh, that's good.
Which is very high. Okay, and then in our category of podcasting, okay, out of 196, we are at number 8.
Woo! I should go and prepare champagne. Where's my champagne?
Yeah, we said like that, huh?
Yeah, true.
So we couldn't have done it without all of you listening to us. I want to thank all of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so probably this is the last podcast of this year.
Yeah, probably. So we're going to have a holiday after this.
Yeah. And of course, we'll also be having another, after this podcast, we have one more last podcast using Pod-O-Matic. Okay, because we've pretty much reached the limit already, so we'll be moving to a different server. So in that server, we won't be able to know what's the ranking and all that anymore, lah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll make it a blast, okay?
Okay, sure, no problem. Yeah, so back to Facebook news. So, Alex, do you have any interesting Facebook news over your side?
Nothing much, actually. Just, there's no snake or whatever, things like that. Okay, there are people who are drunk. They thought they are, on 31st August is a holiday, whereby it is supposed to be December, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And, well, a lot. Well, and some of the people, like, they don't willing to, like, just like me, they don't willing, like, to get for the new year, ready for the new year. I'm not ready for the new year, man. Okay, so for my side,
yes. Anything?
So, nothing pretty much. But when I actually open up my Facebook this morning, and I'm shocked that why there's a lot of people talking about the public holiday on tomorrow. That's why I ask you, and what's wrong with tomorrow?
There's nothing wrong with tomorrow. We are just having a holiday.
Oh, is it? Let me count. You see, a lot of my friends posting yes. There's holiday tomorrow, and press to our PM all night. He has declared tomorrow is officially public holiday. Woo! And everyone talking about holiday. Well, I guess it's a very good choice.
Yeah. And then this one, another one about the, you know, the holiday. PM declared public holiday because Malaysia won the Suzuki Cup. Sporting benar RPM. Malaysia boleh. Haha.
Boleh.
Yeah, Malaysia boleh.
A lot from this. Syabas kepada pasukan Malaysia yang menjadi juara Piala Suzuki AFF. Syabas Malaysia.
Yeah, you know, things like this is actually, we, you know, of all races and all that, you see, we are, you know, we are all proud of our Malaysian team, you know.
True.
See, I think it's, you know, sports do really actually bring people together, you know, in regards of race and, you know.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's very true. But just for the sport only, it's not that, for me lah, I think it's not that enough, but you have to declare a holiday to the next day. You will be like, whoa, whole nation celebrate for it. Oh, it's just a kidding.
Yeah. But it's good, it's good.
Yeah, let me check out, see if got other interesting news or not. Nothing. And the rest of my friends is like putting New Year Eve, the plans, the target of 2011, and that's all.
Okay, so I think that's pretty much about it. So what should we do next?
Yeah. I heard you actually do a cover of a song called Jigsaw Puzzle.
That song is basically, I written it like how many years back as well.
Yeah.
The story behind it is, it was like, you know, it was late and I couldn't sleep, so I was doing this I was playing with Jigsaw Puzzle, so you know. Yeah, that's how it came along lah. This song.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's play it first, and then we actually see how it sounds like.
Okay.
Sure, play it, man.
From a distance, I could see so many beautiful things surrounds me. Life is full of mysteries as days pass, it turns into history. Time travels so fast. Put that soul in there.
And that was Jigsaw Puzzle.
Oh man, that is actually quite touching, man. I feel warm in my heart. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, when I saw the MV with the thing, well, it's like, I don't know how to say, like, just, I feel warm in my heart.
So yeah, basically the song is dedicated to all of you out there, you know, all my friends who have been really supportive of me, you know, for all these years. Thanks a lot. Especially to you, Dennis, as well.
Alright, welcome. I'll always be there. Yeah. It sounds so not right.
Yeah. Oh well. Okay, so on to our next program. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about New Year resolution, alright?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you know, did you make any resolution last year?
This year. Yes, I did make a resolution for this year.
Okay, what do you do?
Basically, a very simple thing. It just, let me see, I still write the resolution in my notebook or not. Yeah, I did write it. No, I can't find it. Probably I tear it down already. Okay, the resolution for this year is basically two things. Work hard, play hard.
So that one.
Yeah, so that one. At least it does. Yeah, it do like motivate me. Mm-hmm. All the year, all day long. Well, it's just a major resolution. For the minor one, well, just concentrate in walking, in my own work, and then friends, for families, and that's all. Nothing much. How about yours?
Mine, I didn't make any resolution this year because I didn't know what resolution to make.
Okay.
So, yeah, but next year, I really prepare much ready, thinking of what to do.
Oh, I see. Yes. So do you think the resolution work or not?
Well, I guess it's just a place for us just to, you know, set goals in our life whereby, you know, we want to achieve something in 1 year, you know. So yeah. If it doesn't work, well, there's always next year.
Well, we always like that.
Yeah.
No, like, just for certain thing, we have to, like, achieve it on time. On certain thing only. Something that is like beyond our ability or beyond our what we can do. So if we can't achieve it, we will like leave it for next year lah.
Yeah,
something like that lah. So you are able to like convenience for you to talk some of your resolution for next year.
Okay, next year I actually put it on my blog actually.
What's your blog?
At www.alexjong.com.
Yes, I will go and spam that.
Yes, thank you very much. Alright, basically I've just written down there four only. Okay. First target is to have 100,000 in my bank account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so thinking of how to do it, but anyway, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very good motivation.
Yes, so resolution number two is where I plan to cut an album, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do an EP or something.
Yes, I will actually work for your EP, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then number three is drop to 80 kilo.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand that kind of feel.
I'm currently at 93 now. I just dropped 1 kilo because I skipped in between meals already.
Okay.
So I pretty much dropped 1 kilo there.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm thinking of trying something new.
What is that?
I don't know yet, but yeah, thinking of something new, whatever lah.
Okay, it's a good, and then at least they actually like lead you to think creatively.
Yeah. So what's your greatest achievement this year?
For this year, greatest achievement is like, don't know, because I still remember starting off this year, I actually cracked my head for my work.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I'm not sure whether it is suitable for my work or not, but since now it is the end of this year, but I actually achieve a lot for my work.
Okay.
Well, the starting of the year is actually a good start for me.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. Hopefully the next year, the coming 2011, will be a very good everything is smooth lah. Just for my work, for my career thing, as well as the other. It's just like that lah. What else you want me to do?
Find a girlfriend, man. For all you guys out there, Dennis is still single.
We can advertise here. Lah.
Yes, I'll advertise for you.
No need, no need, no need. I'm shy lah.
He is hot and sexy.
No lah. Okay. So, basically, for mine, resolution on next year was probably still the same. But I will like, I want to achieve this in next year, then I want to get myself a MacBook Pro.
All right, yeah. Nice, man.
MacBook Pro, but I'm still cracking on how to get that the kind of money for it. Hopefully everything goes well.
Yeah, all goes well, then you can have it lah, don't worry.
Yeah, there's one of my plan or one of my resolution for next year, like, get it for my work.
If not, go loan from a bank, personal loan. 10,000.
You know. Habis lah nanti. Bank club.
No lah, I think it's you know, you have to just as long as you plan properly, then you should be fine lah.
Yeah, we'll plan properly. And nothing much, just at the end, as you said, I would like to I wanted to drop my weight up until 75 kilo. So 5 kilo lesser than you.
Okay, so we'll see end of next year. Okay, see if we achieve our goals or not.
We actually record it in, and next year we're going to play back this part.
Yes.
Then we comment about this part what we did on the end of next year. It will be fun, man. It will be fun.
Yeah, so today is like the 30th of December 2010. Mm-hmm. So maybe next year it will be like, I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Let me check the calendar. Probably in that last week.
Last week, Anna.
Probably on the last week of 2011.
Last week of 2011, if we're still doing it on every Monday and Thursday.
Thursday. It will be
on the 29th on Thursday.
Alright, so we'll play back this clip, this resolution on next year, end of next year, we'll see what we are going on.
Yeah, see we've achieved any of the goals we set, alright?
Yes.
So for you guys listening out there, you know you can drop us an email and tell us about your resolution.
Yeah. Any kind of resolution. Okay. We won't joke with it. At least we were like talking in a whole other way.
Oh yes.
Okay. Season greeting.
Alright, let's go.
Okay. There's Brandon from Sarike. Would like to wish all his friends a happy new year and all the best for our future undertaking. For his future undertaking. And to Alfred, I hope you can get into the university you have been dreaming of. What kind of university? Harvard?
Probably. Thank you, Brandon. Okay, and then we have Apoy Tingang, who would like to send his greetings to his friends and family back home in Miri. Happy New Year. May God bless all of you in health and in your business.
Yeah, man. Next year will be a good and prosperity year for your business and health.
Yeah, so Happy New Year to the family of Apoy Tingan. Okay.
Okay. And Joyce Lim from Brunei. Hello, friend. Happy New Year's and may we continue to be BBF?
BBF.
Your friend Brenda Lown. Belinda Lown, sorry.
BBF.
BBF? What does BBF mean?
BFF lah.
Sorry. BFF. Oh, sorry. I don't get used of this kind of thing. What's BFF mean?
Oh no. Best friends forever? Is it?
Okay. So continue to be best friend forever. If it is a best friend forever, you don't need to continue to be best friend forever, man. Yeah. You are best friend forever. Well, Happy New Year's to Joyce Lim of Brunei. All right.
Okay, then we have Francis Boone. Okay, from Bintulu, would like to wish his colleague, all his colleague of Cari Makan Sendirian Berhad.
Okay.
Happy New Year. Hopefully, we can find more makan next year.
Whoa, that is a creative name for a company, man.
probably.
Francis Boone. Yeah, you actually have a very good and creative company, Cari Makan Sendirian Berhad.
But I don't think, I tried Googling it, you know, but there's no such company, I think.
Oh, is it? Or maybe it's just a nickname for it, lah.
Yeah, like, you know, like us Good Morning Kuching Show.
Yeah, true. Charlie Makan Sendiri on Bahak. Good. At least it's better than Charlie Makan Sendiri. Yeah. Oh, Sendiri on Bahak is far more better than Sendiri.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it for the
season. I think we have one more. I think there's one last one.
Oh, sorry. I feel blurred this morning. Sorry. I was staying hangover from Christmas night. But okay. This is Martha Wong of SMK Batulin Tang, who wish all her friends Happy New Year and hope to see you back in school again soon. Yeah, school going to reopen soon, right?
When is it? Next year?
I think it's probably next year. If not mistaken, it's the first week of January. Supposed to be next Monday, right?
So this coming Monday, which is on the 3rd of January.
Oh, okay. Well, and back to normal life, traffic jam again.
Yeah, you know, this school holidays has been so nice. You know, you don't really have jam, actually.
True.
Totally forgotten about it.
yeah, totally forgotten. It's like, I drive smoothly every day from my work to home, from my work back home, from home to office, smoothly. Okay. It will be like, well, for the kids, but some kids do feel, I mean, some students will feel happy because they're back in school again.
Yeah.
And some don't really.
Well, anyway, you guys, you know, go back to school is fun, you know, you can make friends and start anew, right?
Yeah, so true. And appreciate your school life, man. I miss my school life.
Yeah, so do I. So, you know, have fun, okay, going back to school.
Yeah, school is fun. Yeah. Seriously, it is fun.
All right. Minus the homework, minus the exam, but apart from that, it's fun.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Okay. So basically, that's like that. Season greeting, and for this year.
So basically, that's about it for this morning. I know it's a bit short. But anyway, we are okay. We just like to thank all of you. All right. Mm. For listening, if it wasn't for you guys, all right, we won't be doing this. You know, every twice a week.
Yeah.
Okay, and hopefully our next year resolution for the Good Morning Kuching Show is to continue to bring you all more entertainment.
Yes. So to be upgrade all the things, I upgrade my knowledge or what, so bring you more entertainment.
Yeah. So yeah.
So probably have to go and study some job. So to tell a joke on it, so that you laugh, and then when you laugh, you leave comment. When you leave comment, we know each other.
Yeah. So don't be shy to leave comments,
Yeah. All right. So basically, and those things is like for this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Season greeting ends. Everything ends. Well, if you guys have any questions or any topic you want to talk about. About any kind of topic, man. Anything, any kind of topic. You just email us on this holandtv@gmail.com.
Yes, and we will, you know, we'll be glad to answer your questions or talk about the things that you want us to talk about.
Yes, anything, man. Anything, or maybe if you found some good thing, just share it with us, man. You don't go and like laugh alone in your room, or maybe with your friend, or but. Share to people in Kuching.
Yes, sharing is caring, huh?
Yeah, true. That's true. Okay. So, before closing, Alex, do you have anything to say?
I guess we just like to wish all our listeners out there Happy New Year.
Yeah, okay. Happy New Year.
And we like to see you again next year, yeah? Which is next week. Like.
Yeah. Next week. Oh, it's not about next year. Next year is like more mystery. Okay, so Alex, do you prepare your items for the New Year celebration already?
Well, I don't think there's any, you know, it's no celebration. I'll still be working anyway.
Yeah, what about that's too bad. Huh? Same thing lah. But I will like buy myself a small whistle so that I can blow on like, I will blow on it, whistle on it on this countdown night. on New Year Eve lah.
Alright.
Yeah, so let's just go and prepare the things.
Okay, man. Good idea. I'll buy the party hat and all that.
Yeah, so ready your party hat.
Yeah, maybe but we should do a video, man.
Yeah, we should. But same thing for guys out there. Don't drink too much on the Christmas Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Sorry, not Christmas Eve. I'm still hangover on Christmas Eve. Okay, New Year Eve, sorry. New Year Eve. Don't drink too much. It's not good, man. Okay.
Party safe, dry safe, yeah?
Yeah, party safe and dry safe. Yeah, okay. So, that's all. See you next year.